Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Laid. On this week's show, Carter is going on a special adventure to the moon. And unfortunately, because I have commitments with the accountant, I can't go. So this week's guest and chaperone is going to be both Jeffrey the astronaut
and S-Horn.
S-Horn. So this should be a fun trip to the moon for the boys. They're going to see what they can discover. But from what I've heard, you guys are going to have sandwiches and you're going to discuss life and all of the mysteries of space.
Yep.
Which you've already talked a little bit about a while ago with Jeffrey the astronaut, but this time, Carter, are you excited or what? You're going to get to experience space. You're going in a rocket ship. How cool is that?
Amazing.
Yeah, you're going to go up there. Maybe you'll get to see the cows, the purple cows that we talked about.
Uh-huh.
This would be so cool. All this and more on this week's episode of
Potato Salad Marmalade, Laid, 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 Kick It. Are you ready, S-Horn?
Oh, Carter, I'm gonna be honest. I'm so excited. What do you think of my suit?
I love it.
I decided to wear my Sunday finest Sunday fun day with Carter Flynn.
Nice.
Look at it, it's purple. It's got the polka dots. I like it very, very much.
And I like it too.
I'm so happy that I get to wear it and not be at a wedding. It's so cool. Carter, look, right here, my pin. It's a little red flower. It means love. I love going up in rockets.
Wait, you seriously went in one before?
Oh no, but I love the idea of going up in a rocket.
Ooh.
This is exciting. All right, let's, have you gone? Are you ready to go? Are you all dressed up?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, do you
Wait a second. Aren't we supposed to be wearing spacesuits?
Oh, we'll get those outside. Remember, Jeffrey is meeting us on the lawn.
Okay.
Front lawn is where he's going to meet us with the rocket, and we're going to get inside. So hopefully the spacesuits will be there. Otherwise, it's going to be weird.
Because if we don't have air tanks, we can't breathe. And if we can't breathe, we might die.
That would be weird too.
That is definitely weird.
But I wonder if Jocelyn would know about the ladder. Like where I left it. That would stink. No one would be able to get all of my belongings out of the Wii. I wouldn't be able to, sell my car.
Car?
Yeah, how do you think I get to work?
Okay.
Okay, well, let's go outside. Let's go on the front lawn.
Let's go.
Okay. Okay, so we're out front. Any minute now. Holy cow. Carter, look at that thing.
Okay, that's pretty big. I think it's going to take up all the space on our wall.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much bigger than my dad.
Well, I'd hope so. He did those jumping jacks.
Yeah, if it's bigger than him, he's going to be real happy.
I wonder if he's upset that he's at the accountant. he has to go and do taxes, and we are going to go to space. We win.
I think it's not really fair that he has to do taxes. I mean, like, that's stupid.
Fair is a relative term, little Carter. And we will take our time to execute our plan today. And what's our plan today? Is to...
Hey, boys! It's me, Jeffrey the Astronaut.
Hey.
Hey, Carter, are you ready for your first trip to the moon?
Yep. Always ready.
And S-Han, it's good to see you again.
The pleasure is mine as always.
Well, we're gonna go to space today, and I hope you're as excited as I am to get out among the celestial bodies. Hop aboard, my friends. Okay, this ship is called the Galacticos 11000. I built it myself when I worked with NASA.
NASA?
Yes, remember I worked with NASA. My son James and I built the prototype.
James?
Yes, my little boy James. He goes to school with you.
I don't know James.
Oh, he's a sweet boy. You might know him. He has a thing for candy bars. Can't stop eating them all the time. But anyway, today you guys are going to learn about the celestial bodies Hoopnerham and Bloobididoo on the way to the moon. They're lesser known bodies, but they're also included in the pools of Havnerham.
Okay.
And by the way, I made all that up. We're just going straight to the moon. Gotcha.
Good joke.
Oh, you are a funny man, Jeffrey the Astronaut. Oh, you are so silly. I can't believe you tried to get Carter. You did not get me, because I... Carter.
Yeah.
He got me. I was like Hoopnerham and Hafner Dam and...
They do sound like celestial bodies. I just wanted to say the word celestial body. My son James likes the word celestial body, so I say it a lot. Anyway, what's gonna happen today? You're gonna be shot into the air at 600,000 miles an hour while you're strapped into this little tin craft. We're gonna point towards the moon, and within 7 minutes we'll be there. Eating sandwiches, small finger sandwiches, mostly peanut butter and jelly. There'll be some tuna fish.
Okay.
And we'll also offer some other side salads, if you'd like.
I do like salad.
Okay, so if you're wondering why there's no spacesuits for any of us, that's because the craft itself is decompressed in such a way and designed that you don't need those sorts of things.
But also, we will be going out on to the moon,
yes.
So we would need them.
No, you won't, because the craft generates a bubble of oxygen outside of it so that you can stand on the moon's surface and be completely and totally safe.
Okay.
So it'll be great, great fun, kind of like the TARDIS in Doctor Who.
Okay, that is a good show.
Yes, it's a great show. I hear it's one of your father's favorites.
He does like that. Yeah.
So, let's do this.
Okay, let's do this, Carter. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yep.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So strap into your seats. Get your straps on. And we're gonna blast off in 3, 2, 1. automatic ignition. And you'll notice the strong pull of gravity on your body. It's only going to last a few more seconds. It's very, very painful. Makes you feel like you're gonna throw up everywhere. Don't worry about it, it doesn't last long. Just maybe 3 to 7 minutes. It's like being inside a warm blanket, nice and wrapped up, but you gotta pay attention to what you're doing, because you don't want to get wrapped too tight and turn into a baby burrito.
I am not a baby burrito.
Well, when you were a little kid, I'm sure the people turned you into a baby burrito and said things like, "Hey, there's my baby burrito." Not
seriously?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. That's what I did with James.
Okay.
I was like, "Oh, there's my baby burrito." So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, if you look out the left window at this point, you can see that we're very far out over the Earth, and you can see all of North America. You can see Mexico and Canada. And now some of South America. You can see the large mass of land known as Brazil.
Yep.
And that's pretty cool. So we're going to soon be cresting out of the atmosphere, totally. And we'll be on our way to the moon.
And I've heard, like...
Hold on a minute, Carter. You need to lean back. I'm going to strap in the double rocket. Here we go. In three. Double rocket. 2, 1. Double rocket. Now you might feel a strain on your tummy. Don't worry. That's just us making room for the sandwiches. Holy cow! Carter! Oh, this is painful! Don't worry, you'll be done in a...
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we're done with that. And here we are on the surface of the moon. That didn't take long now, did it? Like I said, 3 minutes. 3 minutes to the moon. We could have teleported using Esfand's ladder.
Next time I think I'll build a portal to get here. How do you know about his ladder?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's that one time that he and I went to that 4th of July party together. And I had it in my pocket accidentally, and he stepped on it, and he ended up, like, real tiny in the grass. And then, like, I was, like, chasing after him, like, "Hey, don't run away. You're not an ant. You're Jeffrey the Astronaut." And it was, like, super funny. And it was like, "Honey, I shrunk to Jeffrey the Astronaut." No, yeah.
It was great fun. Hilarious times.
Oh, yeah. And then I had to, like, pick him up, and he, like, bit my hand like a little crazy dog man.
But what the why?
Well, because that's what happens when grown-ups make mistakes and drink too much pink lemonade.
Wait, you literally drank too much pink lemonade?
Yep, the sugar got to my head and I decided to go running around. Can you imagine a grown-up drinking pink lemonade, but then they get shrunk down to 3 inches tall and all that same amount of sugar's in their bloodstream? You're like the Tasmanian devil.
Okay, but did James give you the pink lemonade?
He didn't give it to me. I took it from him.
Why?
Because he had too much pink lemonade at the barbecue. It's a 4th of July party. All right, boys, let me set the force field. All right, it's safe to get out now. Let's go have some Sammies.
Sammies?
Sandwiches.
Okay.
We can talk about all the important things in our life. We'll talk about girls. We'll talk about sports. We'll talk about things that matter to Carter.
Okay.
Oh, Carter, we get to talk about girls. Guess who I'm going to talk about?
Jocelyn.
Cindy Crawford.
What?
Nah, don't ask. It's okay. No big deal. Anyway, we'll talk about Jocelyn. All right, so I'm first. Let me sit down at this little table. Ooh, look at that, a little tuna fish.
Yes, that's some tuna fish. That's my wife's recipe. She frequently has a penchant for putting celery and carrots inside the tuna. Gives it a refreshing crunch. Carter, would you like some tuna?
Okay.
Here, try it. Little tiny squares of tuna fish. So tell me, Carter, how did school go for you this week?
Good.
Yeah? What kinds of things did you learn? Do you remember?
I did learn about some science and some math and write a lot of things.
That's excellent.
You would not believe the writing this kid does. He writes like a writer man. He's got the writing hands. He's got the typing hands. He does all the type of writing.
Yeah, I basically use all both my hands.
He uses the left hand. He uses the right hand. He uses his forehand, his backhand. He does the tennis.
What?
He's Mr. Tennis.
That sounds like a lot of fun, though. Do you feel like you're learning a lot this year?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this summer coming up? You and James are going to be going to summer camp together.
Yeah, and I'm also going to be camping, and I'm going to be going to Florida to see my nanny, and I'm going to see for the first time my baby cousin Colton.
That sounds great.
Oh, yes, that's going to be great. It's the first time that I'm going to be alone in the house, and I'm going to have a huge party. All of my friends are going to have baguettes and croissants and all sorts of things. It's going to be killer.
And also, as Han, if you want to, you can come with us for the camping trip if you want.
What? I'm touched. You would invite me?
Yeah, if...
To come with you?
Yeah, if you want to come too, Jeffrey the astronaut, you can too.
Oh, that's very kind, Mr. Carter, but I don't want to overextend you guys. I understand that you only get so many people per campsite, and I don't want to bring James and Gladys. That'd be so many of us.
It's okay.
But thank you for the offer. That's very kind.
Oh, Carter, I am touched that you would do that for me. I can't believe that you would say something so kind and invite me. You know what, buddy? I will come with you. I will come with you and I will camp. And I will bring the hot dogs. And I will bring a cooler full of refreshing drinks like High C and root beer that we can drink outside on the beach.
Nice. We are camping on the beach.
Well, that sounds amazing.
So, Carter, I have a question for you. What do you think your best subject is in school?
My best subject? I think it is pretty much writing.
It's very cool. I like that you are so confident in your writing. Do you like to write things creatively or just work on your handwriting?
Creatively.
Oh, like what kinds of creative things do you do?
I write, I draw, I do all sorts of things. I color. There's a lot of things I do in writing.
Okay. Anything in particular?
Particular?
Yes, anything specific? Like a story, like a novel? Are you writing novels for the children? You read a book called M.C. Scat Cat and Christopher Robin?
I believe
that... And the Tale of Cupcake the Bunny?
Cupcake is one of the bunnies that lives in my backyard, so yep. That is a book that me and Dad wrote.
That sounds like a really good book. I think it's pretty wonderful. So I have a question for you, Carter. Would you like to try a chicken salad sandwich? It's similar to tuna, but it's chicken. My wife makes them. They're delicious.
Okay.
Try that. It's a little finger food. And you can wash that down with a little fruit punch. Here, asshole, you can try some as well. Little fruit punch. Little fruit punch.
That is very great fruit punch. Did you buy it or did your wife or you make it?
No, Glance makes it herself with strawberries.
Okay.
And apples, peaches,
okay.
And a pineapple, and bananas. I'm sure there's more fruit to it, but she just doesn't do it all the time, so it's delicious when she does make it. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eshan, I want you to try a sandwich here, and I'm going to ask you a question. This one here is a pulled chicken and carrot slaw sandwich. I think you'll like it very much. I've paired this with a birch beer, and I think you should have some. Let me know what you think.
This is delicious. I like this very much. This is much better than what I had for lunch yesterday.
Okay, so what did you have for lunch yesterday, S1?
Peanut butter crackers and, well, a carton of your apple juice.
Wow.
I know, it was in the fridge and it was ice cold, and I thought to myself, Carter won't know. But now I've told you, and guess what?
I know.
Now you know.
So,
you know, Eshan, it's time you should pretty much, wait till it cools down for a second, then you can put it in a cup, because you shouldn't drink a whole carton. I mean, that's actually pretty much sharing germs. So the next person who drinks some of the carton will get some of your germs. Pretty much.
It was delicious, and I drank the whole thing.
Oh, okay, that's one way.
I didn't drink a little, I drank a lot.
You drank the whole thing.
Drink the whole thing.
Next time, Miss Horn, just pour it in the cup. That's better than normally just doing that. That's one thing.
Hey, Carter.
Yeah?
You know what we haven't done yet?
What?
You didn't pause for your Patreon break.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we pause for that? Come right back for our trip home from the moon. Here on...
Potato.
Oh, salad.
Mar.
Ma?
Laid.
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 Oh, laid.
Laid.
Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Joe from the Curioso Podcast.
And we give our stamp of Curioso approval to the podcast that you're listening to right now.
Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind the scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
And we're back. and we're back on Earth.
Oh man, that was so cool. That was such a cool trip. I'm so happy that I was able to do that. Now I get to sit in your dad's office with you, and dad is not back. I'm so glad you guys bought a new VCR. I'm sorry that I broke the last one.
It's okay. You didn't mean to.
Well, you know what? I owe you $10.
That is very thankful of you, Ashon.
That's very kind. Thank you so much for recognizing my kindness. So, what do we do now? What happens? You run the show normally. I'm just the man who's here
and lives in the Wii.
Hey guys, I just want to say thank you again for coming with me on my trip to the moon for sandwiches. I know that's kind of an unusual place to have sandwiches, but it meant a lot that you would come. So put her here, Carter.
Your hand's all sticky.
Oh, yeah. My son James put some stuff in my pocket. It's all caramelly.
Let me take a sniff at that. Wait. That actually smells like Sticky Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. That's what my son's friends all call him. Sticky Jimmy.
Okay, wait. What?
Yeah, Sticky Jimmy. It's my boy.
Hey guys, oh man, back from the accountant, what did I miss? Oh man, you missed the moon? And we just found out who Sticky Jimmy's dad is. Yeah, it's Jeffrey the astronaut.
How do you know?
Yeah, I figured it out a couple weeks ago. Jimmy actually came in with a NASA jacket when he came to hang out, and the name was Jeffrey the astronaut on the front of it. You just didn't see it because you wanted to play with your Switch right away.
What? Oh. I wanted to play with him.
Oh, Carter. That is the case of you not paying attention, like, at all, man.
Hey. Why am I the only one who's getting upset here?
Hey, don't get upset, bud. I just had to pay, like, a ton of money in taxes. So, buddy, what did we learn this week?
We learned that it's not easy to go to the moon because you have to pay one price, and that is probably having to go through a throw-up-y situation.
I learned that I missed out on some sweet sandwiches, evidently. That's what Jeff told me downstairs. We're on a first name basis, Jeff and I, Jeff the astronaut.
Yep.
What else did you learn?
I learned that also you can puke a lot on spaceships.
Yeah, you can puke a lot in cars too. I mean, you can puke just about anywhere.
Yeah, I've done it on the side of the road too.
Yeah, you have. You can puke in a deck, in back deck.
I've never done that.
I puked in Hawaii. I had a Jamba Juice. Like a shake, and then we were driving in like the rocky volcano leftovers, and I got real sick to my stomach. And that's literally what it sounded like, because it was gross. Ask your mom.
And also, one time I barfed into your mouth.
You did?
Yeah.
You were very little though, so it doesn't count like now. Like barfing now into my mouth would be different, but you know what else? You know what else I know? We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 ba
burrito jalapeno.